I cannot believe it because I can remember one of my bosses who hired me back when we were stationed in Oklahoma saying he knew he could get me for cheap. Because I had that chaotic resume, because I had been all over the place, nobody wanted to take a risk on me. And now I'm kind of like, booyah, like, look what I did. I made my own career. I gave myself my own options by starting a business.
Welcome to the High Value Skills Podcast. I am your host, Simon Parsons, and this is the show dedicated to helping millennials move away from a career that you hate and build an online business that you love, one that gives you the freedom and the income that you deserve. Now, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Let's dive in.
Hello out there, all you amazing digital entrepreneurs. My name is Emily Reagan, a freelance digital marketer, and today I'm here to share my story of entrepreneurship with you. First of all, know this, I am a military spouse and I got married very young, and because of that, my career was very chaotic. I was always happy just to find work somewhat related to my degree, which was broadcast journalism and electronic media, and I just felt very lucky to get any kind of job, and because of that, I was always starting over. I was in new places that didn't know who I was. As a military member, sometimes you can PCS, which is a word for move, you know, every 1, 2, 3 years, 4 years if you're lucky. And for us, we were moving every 2 years. So I was always starting over and I just felt lucky to grab any job. I never had a job longer than 18 months, but I was really lucky that I had things related to my skill set. And I felt very embarrassed by this because I would start over and then I could never bust the ceiling cap of 40,000. I could never bust it. No one ever wanted to pay me more than that. And so many people hire based on who they know and their connections. And then when they look at your resume, it's very clear, even though it's illegal to ask that I'm a military spouse. I mean, we were stationed in Ramstein, Germany. And I've always been ambitious. I like working. I like having my own thing. I like to be independent and I like money too. And I kind of struggled with all of this, but I also struggled because when you're moving, like there's not always this buy-in with your job. I got my dream job. I was a communications director. And then I knew we were just leaving. So it was really hard to sacrifice and work so hard and build something up when I was also leaving. And that didn't really affect my work, but it was something I struggled with internally. So I accidentally took on some freelance clients doing work that I already knew how to do. I was writing press releases. And by then I had kind of pivoted into public relations. And so I accidentally became an entrepreneur. I didn't know back in 2009 that it was a thing to be an independent contractor, to offer digital services that people would pay good money for, that brought them more leads, that brought them sales. And I totally undervalued myself, totally didn't charge enough. But it was such a good experience and I loved helping. I kind of did it out of a bleeding heart. Like I loved helping these small business owners do their PR. And so when we got orders to move, I took that freelance client with me and it kind of blew up from there. And I always say it was because I had a magical skill set. And really, it's the high value skill set that you learn here on the podcast. I had a skill set that made my clients money, that brought them traffic, that brought them leads, that grew their audience. And for that, like they would do anything to keep me. I became indispensable. And especially 10 years ago when all of this online stuff was kind of new. But I always did exceptional work. I always treated their business like my own. And it really blew up from there. And I was jockeying different clients. I was able to have babies and move and take breaks and be a mom first, which is ultimately what I desired, especially being married to a military service member who comes and goes. Like, I want to be present when he's here. You know, I don't want to be working odd hours like I did at the TV station where I never saw him. It just wasn't the kind of life I wanted. So for me, it was really about creating that dream life where I have flexibility, but I still make an impact. I still work with clients and have that ripple effect and make change in the world through their clients. I help clients do marketing funnels. I help them launch their memberships and their courses and help them monetize their skills online. And it's really fun. My biggest breakthrough was realizing that I was sitting on a skill set that was beyond $20 an hour. I undercharged 4 years and didn't realize what I was sitting on. So anyone listening to this podcast, you've got such a head start with this knowledge and it's empowering. Once you realize how much clients need you, how much your services and your coaching and your products like affect their business is really quite powerful, and it gives you all the confidence you need to do a good job, but also charge, because we've got to treat our business like a true business. Pay attention to the profitability of our offers. How much time are we spending, and what is the value that we're bringing? And there's a difference between cost-based services and value-based services. And marketing and sales is always going to be value-based because it does bring in the leads. You can charge more for those types of services, whereas cost-based, your clients will go out and try to replace you and treat you as a commodity. If someone else can do the same thing and you're more time allotted, it's just not going to be the profitable sweet spot for your business. So it's kind of funny, I never wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I look back at myself and I can see little moments of that ambitious Emily who was motivated to make money for herself, who didn't want to work for the man, who wanted to pad her own pockets, but also wanted to call the shots. I didn't want to start over always making $40,000 and only having 10 days of vacation, especially as someone who loves travel, especially as a mom now that my kids are sick. I mean, all the time I spend at the orthodontist alone. But in the military, you could take 1 week of travel just to go see family, and then you're out of luck until next year. And that just wasn't the life I wanted. So Simon asked, what is the one thing that you'd love to share to help someone building their path? You really need to lean into your zone of genius and what you love doing. You do not want to create a business based on something that's in your drudgery zone that you don't enjoy doing. And when that happens, you end up putting off the work. You know, it doesn't become exceptional. You don't want to do anything that's mediocre. And you just don't end up having a business you love. You end up burning out with that too. And bottom line, you have to impress your clients. You have to impress your customers and give them the best of you. You have to over-deliver. That's how I built a name for myself. And I think that so many people are gaining the clarity and it's permission to start and get there and see each client as a stepping stone, see each offer as a stepping stone, and pay attention to what you love, what excites you, what did you find yourself not feeling right about, and really listen to that voice. But it's permission to just start and figure it out. I mean, so much is changing in this world with the economy and changes in buying behavior, but also marketing. And so nothing is ever set in stone. Your prices aren't set in stone. Your offers aren't set in stone. So just get started. Gain the clarity. Use clients to get where you want to go. Give your best, and like the path will become clear for you. I think you have to be comfortable with not knowing and stepping up to the challenge. And I think the most fun thing about entrepreneur is I broke my ceiling cap. As a service provider, I have a six-figure business, a multi-six-figure business. My last launch of my own program, the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School, was a six-figure launch. Granted, that's not gross. There's expenses that go into any kind of digital course information product business, but I cannot believe it because I can remember one of my bosses who hired me back when we were stationed in Oklahoma saying he knew he could get me for cheap. Because I had that chaotic resume, because I had been all over the place, nobody wanted to take a risk on me. And now I'm kind of like, booyah, like, look what I did. I made my own career. I gave myself my own options by starting a business. And I think that's the most, it's like very rewarding. And there's been a lot to figure out along the way. And I just kind of laugh because he said that in a way that was like, I see the value in you and what you've learned and accomplished. But I took it hard. I'm like, dang, like nobody wants me. Nobody wants to work with me because I'm just going to move away. And you know what's funny? That crazy resume has made me a powerhouse in the online space because I am able to adapt and change. And I know a lot of platforms and I know a lot of things and it's coming together perfectly. All those random little stepping stone jobs that I had are coming together perfectly in the online space for the position I am now, which is, you know, a fractional chief marketing officer, a freelance marketer. I'm able to really pull it all together. But at, you know, 25, 28, 32, I didn't see all of that. I didn't see where it was coming together for me. So I love my life now. I work during the school hours. I can chauffeur my kids all around. I've busted my my income goals working for myself, but also this beautiful thing happened where if anything went sideways and I needed the benefits and I needed extra insurance, I know I could walk down the street and get a corporate gig and kind of make up for that resume gap that I had being a stay-at-home mom and being a military spouse, and I can command the six-figure salary, corporate salary that my friends have. So my business is teaching marketing and techie skills to go-getters, military spouses, moms, stay-at-home moms, and professional women who want to work from home. And I have two programs, the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School, which teaches those skills, and I have the Digital Marketers Work Group, where we advance those skills and share jobs and network and whatnot. And it's so funny because I remember working for a client thinking, I could never do that. I could never have the visibility that she has and build the audience that she has, and I'm just going to stay behind the scenes. But something really clicked for me when I made her a lot of money and I stayed up really late for her business and was a grouchy mom the next day. And I just thought, I need to take the skills that I have been developing over the years and put them to use for my own good. And I started sharing jobs because I was booked out. I started growing an agency and teaching my friends how to do this work. And then I ended up putting that knowledge into a course. I still do the client work. I am a practitioner. I still do the client work. I'm just careful and choosy about what that looks like. And for me right now, that's more projects, but I still have one retainer client. And it's pretty nice because I can mentor the women in my area because I've done the work myself and I know what it is. I know the granular movements to rank on SEO and how to do Pinterest and how to do social media and all of that. And it's funny because my greatest obstacle was pushing myself and doing visibility opportunities like this, getting in front of the camera. Even though I did broadcast journalism, I did not want to be the face of any business. Even though I did PR, I was the back end coordinating the interviews for board members. Sometimes I would do a soundbite, no problem, but feeling like I had to be an influencer type and overshare my life was really scary. And my first live video that I ever did, I put on a clay face mask and I went live. I had a glass of wine and announced my business, and it was terrifying. But I also knew that my why was very strong. I needed to make wealth for my family instead of giving it away to employers or clients. And the rest is history. I've now had a couple of six-figure launches of my programs, and my little business is growing, and it feels amazing. I can't believe I've done this. That's been the greatest thing. So if you want to know more about me, connect with me over on Instagram, Emily Reagan PR. I also have a podcast called Unicorns Unite, where I talk to freelance digital marketers, share other freelancer stories and marketing services tips, because I'm all about offering the most exceptional, the most well-rounded, combining all of our Jack and Jill of all trades skills together to be a powerhouse intrapreneur inside somebody's business to help them grow their audience, nurture their audience, and sell to their audience. So I'd love to connect with you. My big goal is to start traveling more now that my kids are older and start using this extra income to fund college funds, travel funds, and play, because I'm a freelancer, I'm an entrepreneur, because I wanted to have fun and I wanted to play. All right, thanks for having me.